Anything you want me to do, I'll do it. Written by Olive Ray. Read by Calicolor. Fandom is Tian Guan Sifu, or in English, Heaven Official's Blessing. Relationship, Hua Cheng and Xie Lian. Rated E for explicit. Tags include romance, porn with feelings, first time, dry humping, dirty talk, flirty Hua Cheng, shy Xie Lian, soft dom Xie Lian, switch Hua Cheng / Xie Lian. Summary: Xie Lian is beyond prepared for his long-awaited reunion with Hua Cheng after their year apart. However, nobody could have prepared him for his own desires now that Hua Cheng has returned. It had been about a week since Hua Cheng had returned to Mount Taizong, returned to Xie Lian. Before his return, Xie Lian had planted countless trees around the newly rebuilt cottage he had called home for the last year, fixed the paths that led to it, and weeded the entirety of Mount Taizong while awaiting his beloved's return. Yet Hua Cheng had insisted, although the cottage was recently rebuilt, it needed some final touches by his hand. During the first 3 days, he had replaced the roof, window shutters, and door. On the fourth day, he decided a small front porch was needed, and on the fifth day, that the porch needed chairs, so he and Xie Lian had a place to sit and drink tea together in the evenings. It was on that same porch Xie Lian finally had enough of Hua Cheng's incessant renovations, as Hua Cheng began to share his ideas for replacing the kitchen.
"Sanlong, I do not need a new kitchen. The one we have works just fine. You are overworking yourself. You should be resting. You have only just returned," Xie Lian said firmly, staring at the bottom of his empty teacup.
"I only want to make our new home more suitable for Gaga," Hua Cheng replied softly, brushing away a loose lock of Xie Lian's hair that had fallen over his eye.
Xie Lian's breath hitched at the contact, his cheeks growing pink as their eyes met. It was not that Xie Lian was ungrateful for all the effort Hua Cheng had been putting into the cottage. It was the fact that it was driving him crazy. Crazy in ways that he was still finding hard to understand. Ways that embarrassed him and made it impossible for him not to shy away in moments like this. It had been day after day of Hua Cheng stripped down to nothing but his inner robes, hard at work, hacking, sawing, and building under the hot sun. Xie Lian had watched the way his strong and capable hands fleshed out every fine detail, the flex of his muscles beneath the moist, thin fabric of his clothes as he moved this and that, and the teasing way his index finger would twirl his long single braid, allowing his thumb to rub the red pearl on the end when he was thinking of what to do next. Xie Lian's blush deepened upon his thoughts. Flustered, he averted his gaze back to the bottom of his cup.
"Thank you, Sanlong. I appreciate you wanting the cottage to look nice and all your efforts," Xie Lian swallowed, trying to erase the images from his mind. "Do you not want to return to Ghost City? To Paradise Manor? To live there?"
"Do you not want to live together?"
Hua Cheng replied, the sadness hidden in his tone.
"No, that's not it. I only mean Paradise Manor is your home. I thought you might miss it. After all, it is much nicer than this place."
"My home is wherever Gaga is. If Gaga wishes to live here or Paradise Manor, it makes no difference to me, as long as I am by his side."
"I feel the same. My home is with Sanlong,"
Xie Lian muffled shyly, his fingers fiddling with the rim of his cup. Hua Cheng leaned back in his chair, his smile lighting up his face. He casually placed one hand behind his head and the other on Xie Lian's knee, giving it an affectionate squeeze. Xielian's leg trembled involuntarily at his touch, his hands fumbling the cup, causing it to shatter on the ground. Xielian shot up, without so much as a glance at Hua Cheng.
I'll go get the broom,
he declared, rushing inside much too fast to be considered normal behavior. Inside, Xielian leaned against the kitchen sink, breathing in and out slowly.
What in the actual hell is going on with me?
Gaga,
Hua Cheng said gently from behind, his voice a short distance away. Xielian did not respond, his entire person freezing in place as Hua Cheng's footsteps grew closer, his heartbeat moving in time with each step he took.
Gaga, is everything okay? You have been acting strange the past few days.
Really? I have not noticed anything strange about my behavior.
Xielian lied, a small crack in his voice giving him away. Hua Cheng took another step closer, an amused hum falling from his lips as if he finally understood what was going on.
Is Gaga feeling overwhelmed by my presence? Perhaps I have been away too long for him to feel relaxed around this Sanlong.
Xielian's nails gripped the edge of the sink he was currently using to support himself.
Or perhaps Gaga is feeling something he has never experienced before, and it is making him shy.
Hua Cheng mused, his breath dancing across the back of Xielian's neck where his hair parted, sending a shiver down his spine.
Sanlong, don't tease me.
Xielian replied, feeling Hua Cheng's voice settle in his lower abdomen. Hua Cheng closed the remaining distance between them. Reaching out his hand, he tucked that same stubborn loose strand of Xielian's hair behind his ear to give him better access to his words.
Your Highness, I would never do anything you didn't want me to do, he whispered.
Xielian's breath came out in a hot gust.
I am not sure what I want or what to do. I have never been intimate with anyone before, I'm afraid.
He forced out, his words barely audible. Hua Cheng reached out to comfort him. Stopping short, he hesitantly asked,
May I touch you?
Worried he would send Xielian running again. Xielian nodded his head lightly in response before Hua Cheng placed his hands over his to gently pry Xielian's fingers from the sink. Lacing their fingers together, he wrapped their joined hands around Xielian's waist to press Xielian's back against his chest, hugging him tightly from behind.
Don't be afraid, Your Highness. I promise you will always be safe with me. If you never want anything more than this, or what we have done in the past, then we don't have to go any further. Simply being near you is enough for me.
Hua Cheng confirmed, pressing his face into Xielian's shoulder. A long moment passed and both stayed silent without moving from their current position.
Sanlong, I would like to do more. I am just worried I will do something incorrectly, or feel too embarrassed for you to enjoy it,
Xielian admitted, breaking the silence.
Gaga, Hua Cheng gasped. Nothing you could ever say or do would make it so I would not enjoy any part of you. My dream is only of you, in whatever way you will allow me to worship you, no matter what state you are in.
Xielian's face flushed prominently, his left hand coming up to shield his reaction.
Sanlong, you really are too much sometimes.
He coughed against the back of his hand.
If Gaga thinks my words are too much, then I wish you could hear my thoughts every time I see you. You'd be blushing all over.
Over the next few days, Hua Cheng's incessant renovations had changed to incessant flirting.
It was, Gaga is so, this, and Gaga is so... that. Gaga, will you brush my hair? It looks much nicer when you fix it for me. Gaga, will you cook tonight? Everything tastes sweeter when it comes from you. Gaga, can you lend me some spiritual power? You're right, I have overworked myself, and I am starting to feel faint.
Shillian had rolled his eyes at the last one, but he had still felt the heat build in his cheeks and his head spin the moment their lips touched. Later that night, Shillian had cooked upon Huacheng's request, something he named Fluttering Leaves of an Affectionate Maple, which was brightly colored red and yellow rice with what looked to be diced vegetables from the garden he had planted. Although Shillian had worked to improve his cooking, there was still something off about the dish. Luckily, this went unnoticed, as Huacheng chomped politely on the crisp grains and overdone vegetables that graced his bowl, a smile never leaving his face.
Sanlong, I have a question, Shillian said demurely, placing his chopsticks down on the table. Have you ever been intimate with anyone before?
No, there has only ever been one person I have wanted in that way. I would never sully my body with some useless trash because I was unable to wait, Huacheng declared. Your Highness, I have told you before, if I like something, then my heart will not have room for any other.
Oh,
Shillian replied, looking down at his half-eaten food.
Sanlong just seems so comfortable and experienced. I thought maybe...
Well, I didn't say I was inexperienced,
Huacheng smirked, his eye meeting Shillian's two very round ones now staring up at him. Shillian nervously scratched at the space between his eyebrows with his index finger.
Forgive me, Sanlong, but I do not... understand.
Huacheng leaned in closer, resting his elbow on the table to prop his chin upon his own palm.
I have experience being intimate with myself.
He hummed as he used his other hand to wipe a single grain of that fluttering leaves of an affectionate maple rice from Shillian's lower lip, pausing to suck it into his own mouth.
I suppose you could consider it being intimate with another, since my thoughts are always of you.
Huacheng's confession resonated within Shillian, the reverberation settling in his lower abdomen once again, his knees pressing together tightly at the unfamiliar feeling, his hands folding and then unfolding rapidly as he squirmed self-consciously in his seat.
I need to go get some water for the dishes,
Shillian stammered, pushing his chair back with a loud squeak to flee the scene. Just as Shillian was about to run off, Huacheng reached out, catching him by the sleeve of his white flowing robes.
Gaga, wait. I think I am feeling faint again. Would you mind lending me some more spiritual power before you leave?
Shillian peeked over his shoulder, his face heating up. Noting Huacheng's smug grin, he spoke again.
Sanlong, stop talking nonsense. You are teasing me again.
Huacheng let out a low chuckle, pulling Shillian toward him by his sleeve.
Okay. I will do as your highness wishes and stop talking nonsense. If I tell the truth, will you promise not to run away?
Shillian agreed, keeping his back to Huacheng. Huacheng tugged his sleeve once more, asking him to face him without words. Reluctantly, Shillian obeyed his request.
I want Gaga to kiss me without excuses or exchange of anything except physical affection. Don't be afraid, Your Highness. It is okay to be nervous. I am nervous too, but you give me the confidence to express my wants and needs," he added at Shilian's panicked expression. At that, Shilian's expression changed, and he could no longer hold back. He surged forward, pushing himself past his own fears, allowing Hua Cheng's words to fill him with the faith he needed. Their lips met, the sensation of hot and cold mixing between their yearning mouths. Shilian's body moved without thought, and before he knew it, he was licking into Hua Cheng's parted lips and allowing his fingers to knot into his hair to pull them closer together. The intensity of his kiss made the chair beneath Hua Cheng tip back on two legs, the sudden movement causing him to moan into Shilian's mouth. Hua Cheng met his intensity head-on, letting his own tongue explore the inside of Shilian's mouth. Shifting his weight, he looped one arm around Shilian's waist to pull himself up, the precarious chair that was once beneath him falling to the ground with a heavy thud. A second later, another heavy thud followed, echoing around the small cottage, as Hua Cheng slammed Shilian's back against the nearest wall, never once breaking their kiss. Shilian bit down on Hua Cheng's lower lip, and a breathy "fuck" escaped him when Shilian gave it a gentle tug with his teeth. Shilian's tongue ventured into his mouth once more, gasping softly as Hua Cheng pressed his weight further into him. He felt a slight movement under his lower robes, and he suddenly recalled the last time Hua Cheng had been pressed firmly against him in the small space of their coffin canoe. Noticing the shift in Shilian's crotch, Hua Cheng gradually worked his hips between Shilian's thighs so their hips were flush with one another, allowing him to feel that he was having the same reaction. As if on cue, he heard Shilian's breath hitch. Breaking their kiss, Shilian rested his head against the wall behind them, his eyes falling shut, to chant to himself internally, "You can do this. You can. You can." Hua Cheng kissed down his chin and across his jaw to the base of his ear.
"Gaga, do you want to keep going?"
he breathed, his voice stricken with lust.
"Please,"
was his only reply. With Shilian's permission granted, he let his lips travel from where they once spoke to the tender skin of his neck. He sucked on the pale flesh to test Shilian's reaction. Goosebumps formed beneath his lips, and the body trapped between himself and the wall trembled. Riding his tongue along the shape of taut muscles that made up the right side of Shilian's neck, he heard a frustrated whimper come from above. Hua Cheng smiled against him in response, flicking his tongue downward to tease out another whimper. Taking hold of the collar that belonged to Shilian's robes between his teeth, he began to pull them down to expose more of the flesh he desperately craved. Kissing back up Shilian's now partially bare chest, he stopped to linger near his collarbone.
Is there something you want, Your Highness?"
he hummed against Shilian's skin between his kisses of worship.
"Please, Sanlang. I need more pressure. Don't treat me so delicately,"
Shilian begged, his plea coming out in short huffs. Who was he to refuse such a delicious request? Hua Cheng thought, responding to Shilian's plea by roughly biting into the sculpted perfection of his shoulder just above his collarbone. Shilian moaned deep in his chest, the vibration shaking into Hua Cheng from the proximity of their bodies, going straight to his cock. With each hard suck and bite of Hua Cheng's mouth, Shilian's moans grew more and more untamed. Hua Cheng continued his torment downward, stripping Shilian's upper robes the rest of the way as he went, until finally falling to his knees in front of his god. Ghosting his hands up the length of Shilian's legs underneath the fabric of his lower robes, he stopped at his upper thighs to push them apart with kneading fingers,
letting the waterfall of cloth drape from his wrists to keep Shilian from being fully exposed. Looking up at Shilian, he marveled at the rise and fall of his toned chest, covered in blooming bruises, and the way his breath came out in excited puffs between his swollen lips.
Your beauty is enough to bring a heavenly official to madness, or a king like me to his knees.
Hua Cheng purred, allowing one of his fangs to scrape the inside of Shilian's left thigh as he spoke. Hua Cheng did not wait for a response, and instead began to suck and bite more bruises onto the delicate flesh before him, going higher and higher as he did.
Gaga, I truly cannot handle myself when I think about going down on you,
Hua Cheng admitted, his breath brushing the bulge in Shilian's robes where his loving marks trailed off. Shilian inhaled sharply through his nose from the sensation of pulsing heat that formed where Hua Cheng's breath lingered. Suddenly, Hua Cheng dropped his hands, letting Shilian's robes cover his lower body once more, looking up at him with flushed cheeks and an unusually guilty expression.
My apologies, Your Highness. I feel I have gotten ahead of myself,
Hua Cheng murmured. A mix of emotions flooded into Shilian, and he couldn't pinpoint exactly what set him off. If it was Hua Cheng's position before him, the use of his title during their current situation, or seeing Hua Cheng's embarrassment. Whatever the reason, it ignited something within him. Shilian reached down, passing his first two fingers along Hua Cheng's lower lip, before slowly pushing them inside his mouth to hold down his tongue. Hua Cheng's eye widened, unable to avert his gaze from the man he loved and worshipped.
Sanlong talks too much. I did not tell you to stop,
Shilian said strictly, desire and power both present in his tone. Hua Cheng mumbled something around his fingers, and Shilian pressed them down further to stop his response.
No more nonsense.
Hua Cheng's eye blinked in disbelief, his cock twitching with renewed life.
Well, go on then,
Shilian ordered, his stare casting down onto Hua Cheng. Hua Cheng wrapped his lips tightly around Shilian's fingers and began to suck gingerly. Just as he began to suck harder, Shilian pulled his fingers from his mouth with a wet pop.
Your Highness,
Hua Cheng panted.
I want to see you pleasure yourself. Please, use me however you wish. I want only to serve you.
Shilian fell silent. The thought of not only touching himself, but touching himself in front of Hua Cheng made him bashful all over again. Despite himself, his once confident demeanor vanished. Sensing the change in Shilian's behavior, Hua Cheng reached up for his hand to cup it against his own cheek.
Gaga, look at me,
he instructed delicately, attempting to send a wave of calming energy straight through Shilian's palm to his mind as he spoke. Shilian kept his head turned in shame, feeling as though he had ruined the mood. Being seen as a failure was nothing new to him. After centuries of being ridiculed, trampled, shunned, and then ultimately forgotten, he had grown accustomed to such feelings of humiliation. Up until this point, he had been sure that situations where he let others down no longer affected him in the same way they once had. However, disappointing the man he loved was enough to resurface these feelings, making him unable to keep eye contact in the present.
I truly am a failure.
You have not disappointed me,
Hua Cheng confirmed sincerely, as if he had heard Shilian's thoughts. Shocked at the direct response to his internal battle, Shilian looked down again to see Hua Cheng staring up at him with soft eyes beneath long lashes. Hua Cheng nuzzled his cheek into the palm of Shilian's hand, letting his lips press a small kiss to his pinky finger before speaking again.
You are so sexy to me in both confidence and uncertainty. When you blush, it only makes me want to tease you more. And when you show me your power, I cannot help but want to address your every whim.
A tiny, really? Was all Shailian managed to reply.
Yes, all I have ever wanted is to be whatever or whoever you need me to be, for you to feel loved. Your Highness, please tell me what you need. Anything you want me to do, I'll do it.
Shailian audibly gulped, his Adam's apple following the sound.
Sanlong, I want your body on top of mine, he stammered, his cheeks blazing from his own confession.
Without further discussion, Hua Cheng dropped Shailian's hand from his face. Standing before him in a flash, he scooped him up into his arms, supporting him with both hands under Shailian's ass, causing Shailian to wrap his legs around the dip in Hua Cheng's waist and loop his arms around his neck to steady himself. Taking advantage of their new position, Hua Cheng seized Shailian's lips with his own, kissing him long and hard as he turned to escort them to their shared straw mat on the other side of the cottage. Hua Cheng slipped his hand behind Shailian's head as he laid him down, not only to deepen their kiss, but to cushion his head from the surface below. Shailian smiled sweetly into their kiss, a tiny puff of a laugh following his expression. Hua Cheng pulled back at the sound.
Have I amused you, Your Highness?
No,
Shailian said, biting down on his lower lip to gain control of himself.
I was just thinking that Sanlong is so caring and sweet despite his looks.
Hua Cheng raised one eyebrow in response, urging him to finish his thoughts.
It is just a bit overwhelming and surprising is all. I am not sure how to react. On one hand, I like it very much, and it makes me feel like laughing. I don't believe anyone has ever been so gentle toward me. It makes me feel like you treasure me. On the other hand, I feel as if I want to cry because of that sweetness. And?
Hua Cheng prompted, hanging on to his every word.
And, well, it also makes me want to cry out of frustration.
Shailian paused to close his eyes, his eyebrows knitting together as if the next thing he was about to say pained him.
I really enjoyed when you were being rough with me before.
With his eyes screwed shut, he felt the weight above him shift, the tender press of a cold finger settle between his brows to soothe his expression. Opening his eyes, Hua Cheng's face had come closer to his, a cheeky grin forming on the lips mere centimeters from his own.
It is true, I do treasure you. However, I laid you down gently so as not to concuss you. I want you to remember every second of this.
Sanlong, must you be so shameless?
Shailian blurted red-faced, his pupils dilating with shock as he shoved the body above him. Hua Cheng's grin widened and he caught the hand that shoved him, pinning it above Shailian's head by his wrist. With his other hand still resting behind Shailian's head, he used it to pull on the roots of his hair.
Sanlong,
Shailian whined.
So, you were saying, Your Highness likes it rough. Does this please you?
Hua Cheng breathed into his ear. Shailian whined again, too overcome with arousal to give a proper answer. Hua Cheng knew it meant yes, based on tone alone, so he gave another tug, causing Shailian's head to lean to one side to expose his neck. Without warning, he sank his teeth into the curve of Shailian's neck while simultaneously tightening his grip on his hair. This time, Shilian's whine turned into a moan, and Huacheng echoed him, muffled by his bite that had turned into a possessive suck. Much too soon for Shilian's liking, Huacheng released him to remove his robes, keeping only his pants intact. Shilian watched as his person laid half-stripped, eyes blown with need, and his hair spilling out around his neck and shoulders. Each piece of clothing seemed to float from the man before him, and he suddenly felt as though he was overdressed. Hastily, Shilian reached for the ties of his own robes, stopping when he remembered that all his pants were currently drying outside.
"Gaga, let me,"
Huacheng offered, grabbing the soft cotton blanket next to their sleeping mat Shilian kept around for windy nights as he made his way back to his place between Shilian's thighs.
"I won't look if you don't want me to."
Huacheng turned his head and with a slightly trembling hand that only a trained eye would see, he pulled at the sash of Shilian's robes. A hand laid on top of his, stopping his trembling, the sash between his fingers barely holding on by a thread.
"Sanlong, you can look. It is okay if it's you."
Shilian retracted his hand, fighting the urge to place it over his own face as Huacheng gave one last tug, his robes falling open to fully expose the pure, gentle jade of his body. He heard Huacheng's breath come out in a hiss from between his teeth. When their eyes met, Shilian immediately understood the thoughts coming from the man kneeling above him, yet he voiced it anyway, more notably to himself than to Shilian.
"Fuck. So beautiful. Your Highness is flawless in every way."
Shilian couldn't help but place the back of his hand over his mouth to unsuccessfully hide his glowing cheeks at Huacheng's appreciation. This only seemed to excite Huacheng more, as his eye swept over Shilian's body again and again, completely forgetting he was meant to cover him with the blanket that he was now squeezing for dear life in a single hand. Huacheng's gaze lingered, and Shilian's blush began to travel from his cheeks down his chest, until finally stopping to gather at the head of his cock, causing it to throb from the rush of blood. There was something very erotic about being splayed in front of his lover, fully nude, while the other remained partially dressed, that Shilian did not quite understand. He only knew he liked it, and he hoped Huacheng would just toss that damn blanket across the room and never allow it to touch him. Feeling a surge of confidence, Shilian raised his foot and lightly kicked the blanket from Huacheng's hand.
"Oops,"
Shilian sighed insincerely.
"Your Highness, are you teasing me?"
In truth, Shilian had not meant to tease Huacheng. He only knew he no longer wanted that blanket to cover him so he could savor Huacheng's gaze upon him a while longer. However, as a result of his actions, he had in fact begun to tease him. Not only did Shilian feel as though Huacheng definitely deserved it after the past few days, but now that he had done it, he actually liked it? No, it wasn't a question. He was certainly enjoying it. Shilian pressed his foot into Huacheng's inner thigh.
"Maybe I am, or maybe I'm not,"
he replied, thinking back to all the times Huacheng had teased him ruthlessly.
I think you are,"
Huacheng stammered, the position of Shilian's foot becoming dangerously close to where he desperately wanted to be touched.
"I think you're gawking and teasing yourself,"
Shilian retorted playfully, moving his foot upward to slide along Huacheng's hip bone.
"I would call it admiring,"
Huacheng argued weakly.
"Besides, I am always..."
Abruptly, his sentence was cut off from Shilian hooking his leg around his waist to pull him forward. Huacheng caught himself with both hands on each side of Shilian's head, making sure to keep his body just barely hovering above the naked beauty below him. The air seemed to electrify between them more intensely than it had in any of their previous positions. The space between them filled with harsh breathing while eyes searched each other's faces. Hua Cheng swallowed, appearing as if he had more to say.
Your height.
Hua Cheng's words were cut off yet again. Xielian had finally reached his breaking point and did not want to talk anymore. He grabbed hold of Hua Cheng's braid and wound it around his hand in one fluid motion to pull their lips together in a feverish kiss, shutting him up. When their lips met, Xielian wrapped his other leg around Hua Cheng's waist, bringing them closer together. Hua Cheng grunted softly as their cocks met, one clothed and one bare. Xielian could feel the front of Hua Cheng's pants growing wet against him, and he couldn't tell which one of them was leaking, or perhaps it was both of them. The sensation caused him to arch his hips and rub against it. This earned a moan from Hua Cheng, and Xielian felt like he was doing something right, so he did it again and again, until Hua Cheng was kissing and caressing him all over. Unexpectedly, both of Xielian's hands were pinned above his head, and Hua Cheng's full weight came down on him. Hua Cheng had definitely been holding back before. Consumed by passion, he could no longer contain himself, his once gentle demeanor scattered to the wind. Using one hand, he kept Xielian's arms locked in place, and the other steadied Xielian's hips against his own as he rocked into him, his nails digging into the soft jade of Xielian's hip with every thrust. Pain and pleasure swirled heavily within Xielian's mind, entrapping his entire being. He couldn't tell if he felt unlike himself, or if this was the most like himself he had ever felt, as he began to babble.
Ah, fuck. Sunlong, please. Please. I love it. I love you.
He choked, moaned, and sometimes screamed. Hua Cheng rocked into him again, this time rolling his hips upward to provide Xielian with extra stimulation, making his eyes roll back mid-babble.
Gaga, if you keep talking like that, I'm not going to be able to hold on much longer.
Hua Cheng gritted through his teeth. Xielian trembled at the thought, a new rush of arousal breaking his last bit of sanity.
Please, please, I want it so bad. Sunlong, give me your spiritual essence.
He panted, squirming wildly against the restraints of Hua Cheng's hands.
I have never wanted anything so much. Please, I want it to fill me.
It was official. Xielian had gone mad. He didn't even know what he was saying anymore. All his embarrassment and chastity for the past 800 years seemed almost idiotic. He could not even recite a sutra if he wanted to. It was as if everything he had ever been taught had been erased from his mind and filled with Hua Cheng. The feel of him, his smell, his words, his sounds, and most of all, the undeniable love and attraction he felt toward him. When Xielian's last sentence left his lips, he felt Hua Cheng's hips stiffen, the lack of movement causing some of the cloudiness in his mind to clear.
I'm sorry. I don't know what I meant.
Xielian whispered, worried the reason Hua Cheng ceased his movements was because he had said the wrong thing.
Say it again,
Hua Cheng demanded, his tone low and gravelly as he thrusted once rigidly against Xielian, causing his bare back to slide upward on the straw mat below. Xielian whined from the sheer surprise of Hua Cheng's actions, choking out an,
I want Sunlong to fill me with his spiritual essence,
at the end of his cry. Hua Cheng doubled his efforts, rocking, rolling, and fucking against him with increased fervor. Xielian's body was pushed further up the length of the straw mat, his knuckles nearly hitting the wall above, where his hands laid pinned still under Hua Cheng's control.
Please, Gaga, once more, say it once more. I am so close.
Xiaolian lifted his head as best he could to place his lips to Huacheng's ear.
I want Sunlong to hold me down just like he is now and fill me with his every last drop.
He coaxed, making sure he clearly enunciated his last three words down to the final syllable. Huacheng squeezed Xiaolian's wrists and hip hard enough to bruise, a sensual choking groan coming from deep within his throat as the wetness between them grew. What felt like a thousand thoughts and images rushed into Xiaolian's mind, overwhelming him with pleasure. Each stroke of the damp fabric against him seemed to bring a new sensation that he could only describe as an itch he couldn't quite scratch, coming from deep within his lower abdomen. He bucked against the feeling, hearing Huacheng's voice through his delightful suffering.
Let go, Your Highness, don't be afraid.
Xiaolian's entire being convulsed, bathing him in ecstasy, the deep itch within him finally being scratched to satisfaction as he rode out his orgasm. Night had fallen, painting the inside of their home with dim golden light from a single red candle that burned hot and dripping upon Xiaolian's altar table. Outside, Huacheng's now thoroughly washed pants were next to Xiaolian's, flapping gently in the wind as they hung drying for the morning on a low tree branch. Huacheng had also thoroughly washed himself and Xiaolian in a shared bath, refusing to let Xiaolian do anything for himself since their activities had come to a close. Of course, Xiaolian complained, and of course, Huacheng ignored him, kissing him gently, until Xiaolian relented. Xiaolian laid nude as he skimmed through a scroll under the soft flickering light of the candle, propping his back against the wall behind their bed. The cotton blanket from before had been retrieved and fluffed across his lap by Huacheng, who was turned on his side, watching Xiaolian read with the other half of the blanket covering his bare waist. Xiaolian had tried to dress for bed after they bathed, but Huacheng had convinced him it was healthy to let your skin breathe at night.
What is Gaga reading? Huacheng asked after some time.
A ghost story.
Xiaolian smiled sheepishly.
What is the name of this ghost? I can tell Gaga anything he wants to know, much better than any scroll.
This story is titled The Unwed Crimson Rain-Sought Flower, Xiaolian said, clearing his throat.
Oh?
Huacheng chuckled, rolling onto his back.
Why is he unwed?
Well, it's not for lack of suitors. He has turned them all away. His residents are worried and want him to find happiness, but nobody they seem to send his way is of interest to him. It's quite sad so far, actually.
Huacheng hummed to himself, fixing his eye to the ceiling above.
I don't think it is sad at all. I have a feeling he already met the person he wants to marry a long time ago. He is just patiently waiting for them to accept his offer.
He corrected, peeking over to see Xiaolian shyly nodding in agreement.
Why is Gaga reading such a story?
Xiaolian stopped his nodding to turn his head away with a blush.
It is a habit I picked up while you were away. I liked reading things like this. It helped me to feel closer to you when I couldn't be.
Huacheng smiled in response, understanding in the silence between them. He too had found comfort in thinking about Xiaolian during their time apart. An instant's time had passed when Xiaolian collected himself to continue his reading. A moment later, he noticed Huacheng was on his side again, staring at him. A grin started to form on Huacheng's lips every time Xiaolian eyed him in his peripheral vision. Setting his nearly finished scroll down on his lap, he turned to Huacheng.
Sunlong, if you have something you want to say, just say it.
I was just thinking, Gaga swore,
Huacheng said, his grin widening. Shilian clicked his tongue while picking up his scroll.
I don't recall,
he lied with embarrassment.
Gaga said he wanted my, what did you call it?
Huacheng teased. Shilian smacked the page of his scroll to his face with a soft slap.
I didn't say anything. I'm reading.
You're not.
Shilian tossed his scroll to the side, blew out the candle, and turned his back to Huacheng before he could say more.
Gaga said,
I'm sleeping,
Shilian interrupted, half flustered and half annoyed.
You're not,
Huacheng said again, scooting into Shilian's back to hold him from behind.
I am, Shilian groaned. Sanlang, I don't want to think about all the stupid things I said.
Huacheng pressed a kiss against Shilian's temple as he squeezed him tighter.
Gaga said he loved me.
Huacheng whispered, all the teasing gone from his tone.
I do,
Shilian confirmed, a bit breathless. Huacheng turned Shilian's face toward him from behind, his eyes soft yet serious as he spoke.
I have loved you for over 800 years, and I have missed you in all of them. Please believe me when I say you will never meet anyone as sincere or devoted in my love for you, even in 800 more.
The end.